today. It's Christmas Eve, depending on when you're hearing this one. I think it is the 24th of December.
Christmas! Yes, hello!
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to Gilmore Guys. I'm Kevin.
I'm Demi.
And we're
the Gilmore Guys.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Guys, the holidays are upon us. I know for sure this is coming out before... Well, actually, no, I don't. Okay, so this is episode 208. Ooh, did you hear a laugh in the background somewhere?
No.
Far in the distance? Okay, me neither. Who could that have been?
Who could it?
But this
should come out on the 24th, right?
Well, I guess so.
I don't know when we're going to release
it. The thing is, if we release on Christmas Eve, who's going to be like, oh, I got to check out this podcast on Christmas Eve. I got to listen to this instead of hanging out with my friends and family. Happy holidays, everyone. Do you say happy holidays or Merry Christmas?
I say either.
Okay. Someone said Merry Christmas to me, and I instinctively said happy holidays back yesterday.
That seems like weirdly aggressive. Just like, yo, I don't celebrate that.
She was so sweet. She was like, Merry Christmas to you. I was like, uh-huh, and happy holidays to you. And I it might have come off passive aggressive. And my mom would kill me if she ever found out that I did that. She's a frontline soldier on the war on Christmas, guys.
So. War on Christmas?
Mm-hmm. They're trying to take the Christ out of Christmas.
Oh, when you say war on Christmas, I thought you meant like get rid of Christmas. I was like, I don't think anyone's on that war.
That'd be an amazing war. Oh my gosh. Well, before we get to our business today, and we got a lot of business to get to, we got to honor our fabulous listeners from the iTunes Review Challenge who have so generously donated their words and their keystrokes to giving us a 5-star review and leaving some kind words. So we're going to do a little rap about them. Freestyle, may ask? And the answer is yes, freestyle. So let me drop this sick beat. What? Sugar plum. Whoop.
You want to start this?
Yes, I will. Elusive Bigfoot, thank you for your words. Thank you not leaving on us anything, turds? Oh.
No turds bad. On that review. Thank you, Elusive Bigfoot. Thank you for listening. We really love you. Jack W. Line 41, thanks for the review. Don't know how many stars you gave, but I think it was good, dude.
It might have been more than two. I don't know. Do you?
I don't know.
More than two on the review? Let's talk. Mikasa Tsukasa? You know I'm talking about Sophia Casa, Kara.Ann. She's the man, but not in a weird way, not in a gender swap way.
Rory Croft, you left us a review. Hey, Rory Croft. Thank you. I gotta stop doing that rhyme. Rory Croft, please come on the show. We love you very much, and we want you to know. Oh.
Egyptian queen mama, I wanna call you mama. I'll be your daddy, and you can be my queen, mama. One more left. One more we need to get to.
What?
Ilana, 218. You are great. Thank you for not dropping the hate. Dropping the hate on iTunes, yeah. Don't do it. Thank you. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
That was
rough.
That was all right.
It was okay.
Yeah. I give that 3 out of 5 cups of coffee.
Not our best. We have a guest on the show today, it's not who we promised in the last episode, which of course. We promised Santa Claus would be on the show.
Apparently, he gets super busy this time of year.
Yeah.
I don't know what his deal is.
I got a text this morning.
From the big man.
From Clarence Clemens. From the dead.
Oh.
And he said, "Hey, what's up, kid?" And I was like, "Nothing, Clarence." He's like, "Yeah, Santa can't make it." I was like, "How do you know? How are you in communication with Santa Claus? You're a dead saxophone player."
Also, can't he text us himself, Santa?
And he was like, "I don't know, man. I just got to blow my horn." You know.
Did he text you a picture of him wearing sunglasses?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I him smiling. When him and Bruce Springsteen kiss, like, it's so good. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, no. What are you...
okay, this is real. This is no bit zone. If you go to YouTube and you look up Thunder Road from, like, 1984, 1985, Bruce would do this knee slide, and at the end of it, him and Clarence Clemens would kiss.
Oh, my God.
It's the coolest. It's so fun. It's great. Anyway, Clarence told us that Santa can't make it. But
you should start a "Are you talking Bruce Springsteen to me?" podcast.
I have thought about it many a time. I don't know who I could draft to be with me though, because I don't know anyone.
Adam Scott.
Yeah, I'll call up Adam Scott.
He'll do it.
He actually likes Bruce, so maybe he would.
Anyway,
I would say that our guest today is even better than Santa Claus.
Probably even more generous.
Probably more in shape, that's for sure.
That's for sure.
Not eating all the milk and cookies, baby.
You fat fuck.
Okay, well, let's introduce him. Talking to Santa Claus.
La la, ho ho, special guest.
Well, guys, you may remember this gentleman from this very show.
What?
From episode 108 of Gilmore Guys.
What?
He's a returning champion, ladies and gentlemen, Jamie Woodham.
Oh, snap. I can stop stifling laughter now.
Yeah.
You guys have been so humorous, and the whole time I'm just like leaning into my shoulder, like hee hee hee.
Yeah, like a little Catholic schoolgirl.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't mean to say it that creepily.
Nah.
Like a little.
That's
Catholic
what I'm going
schoolgirl.
For. I wouldn't wear the skirt if I didn't want the comparison.
Yeah, that's the vibe. Guys, Jamie's wearing a beautiful skirt. We'll get to it on the fashion report.
Please don't believe that.
It's got sequins and glitter. Glitter.
It's not the kind of rumors I need. I did just notice when you said it, I was on 108, now I'm on 208.
Yeah.
We did that on purpose, bro.
Oh, really?
Just like we had Anthony Trolley on 104 or 204.
Less impressive, I guess, then. I thought it was more of like a Christmas miracle, but it was more
something
just
of a Christmas miracle.
It was a Christmas scheduling. Miracle I planned.
Yeah.
It's very tedious scheduling.
That's how it goes.
That's so like true. It. Well, dude, okay, so we asked you to watch Gilmore Girls for this very podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Low in 2 months ago, I would say. We were probably recording.
We were so
October.
Young then.
Were we ever so young? That was our last time recording in that room, by the way. We're in a whole new room.
Yeah.
For those that are listening.
I killed it so hard they had to shut down the studio.
That the
Murder
guy
of the game.
Yeah. And so you started watching just for the podcast, right?
Yeah, yeah. I always wanted to watch before, knew I'd love it, all that jazz. And then I started watching it. I was on episode 8 of the first season last time.
And Love and War and Snow.
Yeah.
Which, snow, Christmas.
Yeah, snow. Lorelai's about, Lorelai's about that snow. And
no, Trev.
I was about to say that, and I was like, no. And then you took it from my mind, you're like, I'll do it.
Nice.
Yeah, I always jump in front of the bullet of a bad joke.
Yeah, yeah. So I watched all the first 8 episodes straight through in like 24 hours before that first podcast. And after that, I was just a fiend. I was just burning through it.
A fiend.
It was all I talked about at work, much to the chagrin.
Is that
of
true?
The people I work with, they're like, dude, stop talking about Gilmore Girls.
Like, just stop it.
Yeah. They're talking about like important
Breaking
things.
Bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
like
important things.
More
Breaking
like
Bad's been off for a while.
More critically acclaimed shows. Yeah. Are like, oh, did anyone see
Black
like,
Mirror?
Yeah. What did you
True
think
Detective?
About True Detective? Yeah. And I'm just like, well, when Rory went to college, blah blah blah. And they're like, no.
Time's a flat circle, Mom.
You can't.
That'd be Rory. It's not good. It's not good. But okay, so have you finished the show?
I've almost finished it.
Are you in season 7?
Yes.
Oh my
yes.
God.
Yes. Okay.
And I'm on a self-induced hiatus.
Yeah.
Because I don't want it to end. So I'm kind of, it was one of those things where I burnt through all the way into season 7.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day I just stopped and I'm like, I'm going to go back when the time is right to finish it out. But that being said, I'm kind of an expert in the girls of Gilmore now.
This is very helpful. I know there's Marcy had hashtag bring back Trolley, but several people have tweeted to have you back.
Well,
can I cite them right now? I cannot. I cannot. Oh, I'm sorry.
I thought I was about to be like, whoa.
Like, whoa. This is so exciting.
But no, a lot of people have asked for Jamie to come back because
including
he's
me.
Such a rad guest.
Those people are my favorite.
No. It's not just you under fake Twitter profiles, is it?
No.
There
way.
Was one Wamey Judum. I don't know if.
Wamey Judden. Yeah. It was a little suspicious, but I thought it checked out.
Yeah.
Do you agree that, okay, because you're halfway through the seventh season, do you agree that the seventh season doesn't count?
Kind of. What I found, though, was, you've seen all of it, right?
Right, but no spoilers for him.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to spoil anything.
You just you clasped your hands over your headphones.
Yeah, earmuffs doesn't work
so
over
you can hear
muffs.
Better.
Exactly. What I found was, it was sort of like The West Wing, like a comparison I'm sure you'll entertain.
Of course.
Where at first it felt so weird. It felt like they were shooting fan fiction episodes of the show because it was like the same characters and story and everything, but the words didn't seem like
nothing
the
gelled.
Actual word. Yeah, it was really weird. It was like a bizarro show.
Mm-hmm.
But then I found after like five episodes or so, they kind of got into their groove.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Not obviously it's not the best, but I think it probably just gets a little bit better as they go into it. Because you gotta think at that point, it's basically like they're writing a new show because the people who have completely ran the show from the beginning are gone. So, you know, they gotta have some time to find their footing, just like any new show needs at least half a season or so to figure things out. That being said, it's not the best.
Yeah. We're just debating whether we're going to cover it or not on this show.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel like you need to just because it'll be so entertaining.
It will
Because even if it's bad, you can just be like, what the hell is going
but
on?
But to me, and not to make fun of this condition, but I would say that it would probably be like the equivalent of having a friend get Alzheimer's and then you still visit them at the hospital. And it's still them, technically, but they're not there.
Yeah.
And it's just like a different person.
It's such a bummer.
Those are the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, analogous, whatever.
It is such a bummer, though, because the show, like, seriously hits its stride, like, 4, 5, and 6. Like, those seasons are just insanely good.
Yeah. Not that, give it three seasons.
Except for season 2, episode 8, right?
Yeah, because that's so good.
That's what we're
great
on.
Segue. This episode is called The Ins and Outs
of Ins.
Pretty juicy.
Pretty good pun. Man.
Well, we should start the episode discussion the way we do every episode discussion with a little segment we call Pod.
Netflix. No, I'm kidding.
It was a joke.
It was a joke. All right, let's do that again for real.
Oh, with a little segment we call Pop
Goes
the
Culture.
Pop Goes the Culture, where we take every pop culture reference or just reference in the show and put them together in a supercut, play it back, and try to make heads or tails of it. So this is episode 208, The Ins and Outs of Ins, Pop Goes the Culture.
I was going for a Billy Idol thing. I heard he controls the weather and wrote the screenplay to Glitter. Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
I guess that's what you have to do when you're trying to be Holden Caulfield, but I think it stinks.
How very John Birch Society-y of you.
Oh, my patented Keith Richards circa 1969 don't mess with me vibe.
It's just a notch below Rembrandt. Siegfried and Roy.
Who? Star Trek, that's it.
Oh my God, oh my God.
It'll be like Ruth Chris Steakhouse.
Think hard, was he dressed like Sulu?
But you're one beam-me-up Scotty reference away from being the victim of one.
Hey, it didn't hurt Van Gogh, the guy should thank me.
Yeah, those things are so... To Kill a Mockingbird.
Well. To Kill a Mockingbird.
Those things are so...
I'm so angsty.
Cool. You're not Team Jess,
I
are you?
I have issues.
And you have hindsight.
I read a book that this reminds me of. You know, it's just so To Kill a Mockingbird. I'm not liking them so far.
She nailed it when he said, you want so hard to be Holden Caulfield.
That's all he's going for.
Yeah.
That's all. Like, he wakes up in the morning, he's like, how can I be Holden?
Yeah.
How can I be a dick for no reason today?
eyes in the beholden. I would assume the way the Bible is for like Christians or religious people, like he opens up the Catcher in the Rye every morning and he studies the text and he's like,
phonies.
He meditates on the word phonies. He's like, okay, how can I piss people off in a cool way?
How can I pull the lamest prank this town has ever seen?
Oh my gosh.
It's such a lame prank.
It's so bad.
And here's what pisses me off about it is because it is the dumbest thing. And he's like, everyone's like, who would do such a thing? And then you see like the wide shot of him standing cross in the park. And Rory sees him. He's like,
there's sentimental music, and they play over it. Like, you're supposed to be like, oh, that's so cute that he did that. And then I was just like, no, this is really dumb.
Yeah.
And also, why would anyone care? I think they'd just be like, hey, cops, did someone die in this place? Oh, no. Okay, we're going to remove the tape and wash it off. Like, that's it's just graffiti. Who cares?
But it's, like, the worst graffiti because it's, like, the kind of graffiti that a child with a piece of chalk would do.
Right.
It's like if there was a hopscotch thing drawn in front of the store, they'd shut things down. Like, oh, no, we've been vandalized.
A hopscotch person died here.
It's like, I know you sell hoses in the market, right? Like, just go get a hose and wash it off.
I love that they were, like, there was a time, there was a brief second where they were wondering, like, did someone die here? It's like, ask the cops. I don't know.
Which is the first time we've ever seen a cop in Stars Hollow, too, that
I'm
lady.
I honestly, if no cop had showed up, I would have been like, there's no police in this town.
Yeah.
This is a one-person
town. It's just Taylor.
I just figured they'd have, like, a constable,
Right?
It's, like, it's either Kirk or Taylor shows up with, like, a billy club.
There's like a wooden stool somewhere in the town. He's just spinning the billy club and doing like sitting back and forth on his rocking chair.
Or it's literally like Don Knotts.
Yeah,
in the Role of a Lifetime.
Or I don't know who left this chalk outline here.
Scooby-Doo.
Low.
We all did very good Don Knotts.
We did.
By the way,
rest in peace, Don Knotts.
Oh man,
is he alive?
I feel
like he's dead.
Rest in peace.
I have a feeling he's dead.
Hey, can we for a second?
Yeah.
And cut.
That's our tribute.
Yeah.
People called me Opie in college.
Aw.
Which that makes sense.
It's not good.
I mean, it's like, not like in a bad, like you look like
Oh, that's
Opie.
Good. That's a good one.
I mean, what they call you. You
probably
had a similar. Are you a redhead technically?
No. Okay. I got a, it's like a really blondish brown.
Okay.
But when I grow facial hair, it comes in red.
Same
it's
with
such
my
a
brother
bummer.
And dad.
Yeah. So that's why I don't have facial hair.
Such a you missed
it. It is
such a blessing.
Oh, a blessing. Yeah, sorry.
The way the other thing that really pisses me off about the chalk line, the chalk, the chalk thing, the Caucasian chalk circle, is the way
that's my band name.
That is it really?
Caucasian chalk circle. Yeah, man.
Who's in it?
Me, Lane,
Don Knotts.
Don Knotts.
Hey, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome to Triple C's. We are Caucasian Chalk Circle. That got worse. Sorry, what pissed you off about the Caucasian Chalk Circle?
Well, because Jess was like, well, you did think it was funny, right? And then Rory's like, that's not the point. So Rory, who's like the smart, cool girl, was like, yes, it was
funny. Don't you try to seduce me. She has, it showed how sheltered she was because she has the lowest possible bar for, like, outlaw.
Yes.
And it's literally like, wait, you click 0 bags instead of 1 bags on the self-checkout, and then you used a bag? Damn, boy.
Don Knotts is my new favorite impression.
Do you hear it?
Yeah, I hear it just fine. That was a terrible Don Knotts.
You all building and loan?
You do a really good one. That's surprising.
Well, that was actually Jimmy Stewart. I do one.
Jimmy Stewart is like Don Knotts post puberty.
Yeah. It's like without the shakiness.
Yeah. Why I oughta versus why I oughta.
I feel like a lot of impressions, if you do it, like when I do them, I feel like they're not a good impression of who I'm going for, but they are a good impression of someone else.
Yeah.
Like my Mr. Burns is a good Ronald Reagan. You know what I mean?
Can we hear your Burns?
Well,
oh yes,
tear down this wall.
My Denzel Washington always turns into Morgan Freeman.
How
nice! I hear a lot of
this
movie
is training day. Just like and then he eventually goes into like this is training day or something. Wait,
that's I can hear both of them in there. That's
this
weird.
Is training day.
I hear both of them
Mr.
too.
Wayne,
yeah,
that's a dual
I'm
impression.
Getting to this job to see it just I don't know it's weird. But I was
what
saying
can I do?
She's just like.
I saw you walking over there on that grass, even though it says to keep off the grass.
It is.
That's bold.
That's why I hate it, because I like when they have like reasonable reactions to him, like in 205, which was such a funny episode. I can't, as of recording this, 205 has not come out. By the time this comes out, obviously it will have. But I'm so stoked to see how many people hate us for not liking Chess.
Oh, yeah.
And Ben Rogers and for how just, many, like, tearing him
how
apart.
Many people get super mad that the introduction to a very important character was with someone who just didn't
who
like,
hated it. He was so freaking funny.
Oh, my God,
funny.
He tore it apart.
I went on a real journey.
With Jess?
With Jess,
well,
yeah.
Do people like
and,
him?
Yeah, I'm not going to...
people like him by the end.
Not
but like,
spoil anything. But
I don't know, maybe not. Everyone keeps telling me that Jess is great, and I'm looking at him right now, I'm just like, really?
Everyone has their opinions, but I think that's primarily a female opinion.
Mm.
That's probably, you know, influenced by the fact that he's an attractive guy. He's kind of the
brother.
Bad boy, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think from a male perspective, it's a little different, because you're like... you're only looking at how he acts and what he does, and there's, like, no influence as far as,
right,
like, being attracted to the bad boy quality. So, like, whenever he, like, first came on the show, I was just like, this guy's a dick. Like, why?
Yeah,
like,
just like, stop being a jerk.
Yeah, I was like, this guy's just mean. Like,
that's interesting.
Not cool.
No, I think that's a good point, and I would be very curious to, like, and I welcome it. Like, if there's any male Gilmore Guys listeners out there who are like, no, Jess is wonderful, tweet at us, email us.
And we'll tell you you're wrong.
I mean, I got there eventually. But, you know, during the course of the show, I'll have to come back maybe for 308 or something and see what's going on. But,
yeah. Oh, we'd love it.
I'm just going to invite myself on. I'll be back for season 5, episode 4. But no, yeah, I think it's, I think more than any of the other big male characters, he has more of, you kind of go through like, oh, I don't like him. Like, now he's cool. Like, he redeems himself. You know, he kind of
there's more of an arc there
side.
Than there's
yeah,
Dean.
Then you know
Dean
most
just
people are
flat lines pretty
from,
much
from his first episode.
Yeah,
he's just
well, I would say after his first episode, because they really with the introduction of Jess, and we've talked about it a little bit before, mm-hmm. they made him the dweeb immediately.
Yeah,
because he was the Hunter S. Thompson book Chicago guy.
That's true.
And then he just started wearing like weird like sports tees and wearing puka shell necklaces. Yeah. They were just like, we want him out.
Although this did bring back the leather jacket in this episode.
Yeah, and there was that part where he comes out of the store and he sees them together and he's like, oh, hey, who's your friend? And they're just kind of like, oh, no, they're flirting, dude. You should see that.
Yeah. And he was totally chill about it. Well, let's do the Netflix synopsis before I forget. Lorelai and Suki have the first fight of their long friendship when Lorelai panics and decides their opening and end together will fail.
I think that's
that was one sentence.
Yeah, it's a run-on. I don't think it's that bad compared to other ones. I will say that it spoils the fact that they have a fight.
Yeah, which doesn't happen until like Act 3 or 4. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Stupid Netflix.
Another thing I was going to say was throughout the show, and this is related to the synopsis, one thing that I thought was really weird is like how much Lorelai and Suki plan to open their own inn while they're at work at their current inn.
Yeah.
And it's just,
I didn't
put
that together.
But I always looked at it from, it has to be so awkward for all the other people working there, because their two bosses literally just walk around all the time like, yeah, as soon as we blow this joint, like, we're going to have our own place.
I can't wait to go into competition with this place.
Yeah, like, and it's like, one, I don't think the economy of this small town can even sustain one inn.
Yeah, I don't,
let alone a competing one. A competing one.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought it was all weird. Like, the morale there has to be so low, because it's like every day all your bosses are talking about is how much they can't wait to leave.
Yeah. Also, I can't believe we don't talk about this. Who is visiting Stars Hollow so much that there's this giant inn that is full constantly?
I see the appeal in that. I buy that,
it's
actually
such a small town, though.
You can ask.
They didn't have a stoplight until 2 episodes ago.
True.
You can ask any of my friends. This is my main, like, gripe with the show, is like the unbelievable economic reality that they live in.
Mm-hmm. I don't,
which is just like you said, it's this, like, it's like who's coming to where they're always sold out.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, how is it so successful? And then especially where it's like they have such a booming tourist economy that they're like, you know what this town needs? Another inn.
Right.
It's like, I don't think so. Like, maybe like a bowling alley. They haven't been bowling in Stars Hollow, have they?
I'd open
a bowling alley.
They've had 3 separate groups of foreign, like, investors in their place. So this is like a hub. This there, is like yeah.
there's a sleeper cell. It's like the UN, in Stars
Boston, New York, Los Angeles, and Stars Hollow. Apparently. And for some reason, it's just the tiniest town in the world. They don't have any stoplights. They have maybe one cop.
Yeah, I think they took down the stoplight that they put there.
Didn't they by the end of the episode or
something? Well, I mean, do we see it ever again?
No,
I don't
I'm
think
sure.
we do. Yeah.
I just imagine Jess drove into town and knocked it down. And he's like, I don't like stoplights.
Good prank.
Another classic prank. Commenting on society.
I don't see
stuff.
The color red. All I see is green. For
oh
go.
My God. Well, there was that. Okay, so there's the city, the town meeting scene where they just go through all the bad shit he's done.
They're just bitching.
He stole the bridge money. He gave it back. He stole a Pete Pet. What's it, what's the gnome's name? Pit Pet.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Something Puda Pet. We'll say Puda Pet.
Budapest.
How is that a big enough issue that the town has to talk
he
about it?
He stole a gnome!
Because this is the most sheltered, crimeless town in the history of America.
Hey, but it's a hub.
Yeah, yeah.
All these pranks suck, hub. By the way.
These pranks are awful.
Or
well,
crimes.
Most of them, yeah, they're not even, they're not even pranks. Just, it's just like something that like a rude-ass kid would do.
He's like I want a misdemeanor charge. Like, he's just going for it.
Well, and it's another thing where it's like, if you're having this town meeting, it's like, why don't you just have him arrested at some point? Like, if he's stealing money and stealing gnomes, it's like, call the cops. That's what cops are for, right? Like, just, like, why? You don't have to have a town meeting where you publicly try to figure out what to do with this teenager. It's like you know what to do with them. Laws.
Yeah, like, laws.
Crime and punishment.
And orders.
He reads Dostoevsky, probably. Call the cops and throw a book at him.
Mm.
I think the cops should throw the book at him and put him in jail.
Controversial opinion. You said
controversial
that.
Gilmore guy's opinion is like criminals should go to jail.
Agree,
hey man, I don't like to get edgy on this one, but I got some views you might not like.
Guys, if you disagree with the assessment that criminals should go to jail, please tweet at us at Gilmore Guys Show.
Or hashtag crime talk.
Crime talk. That'll be our spinoff podcast. After Bunhead Bros and the Gilmore Guys Movie Club.
Right. Well, and you talking Wingman. Bruce
Wingman,
Springsteen
I would do.
To me?
It's coming on. It's coming
would
on.
You do that?
No.
Okay.
I would be a guest on it.
Kevin
I don't
was
know
all
Bruce.
Excited. He was like, really?
No, I don't know. Bruce Springsteen. But I see you talk about it. And it, like you talk about it the way that I talk about like...
Arcade Fire.
I was like, what is the thing? I was like, I guess I don't talk about anything like that. But I was just like,
I don't
oh,
love
man.
Anything as much as, as Kevin loves Springsteen. Yeah, I don't either. I know like his popular songs. But,
by the way, Gilmore Goof, because someone asked me the other day.
We've been fucking up so much.
I should have written these down. But Gilmore Goof, this is, by the way, the most inconsequential one. I said on Trolley, inconsequential?
Yeah. That was the goof.
I said that I'd seen him 21 times. I counted again. I think it's only 18.
You idiot.
I know.
You fool.
Gilmore
Wait,
Goof.
You've seen Springsteen live that many times?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen members of my family live that many times.
Yeah, me neither. I see him once a year, every other year.
Right? Wow.
Yeah.
And we're both 14. So
are
that's
you going home
like...
for Christmas?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm going where my family lives. I've never lived there. But it's home because my family's there.
Mm, ladies, Jamie's a family man.
Man, I'm just... so sensitive.
Last time you were on the show, you said,
family.
I mean, listen, all the ingredients are there for a big
this podcast
sex
is
salad.
Just our way of being like, look at all these sensitive souls.
Watch this. What if this whole podcast is just like my friends Kevin and Demi trying to find me love?
Yeah.
Like, it's all a front.
Call
they don't even
now.
Watch the show.
I would totally do that. I would. Okay, no, if we did it, hang on, because I know we've done like, oh, we'll do Lost Boys and blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. But for real, there was a podcast where. You went on dates, and we like set you up with legitimate people that we thought were like cool and
oh my
would
God,
be like
that'd be
fun.
The best podcast.
And then you go out, and then not to like betray their confidentiality or privacy or anything, but you'd like talk. How'd it go? What'd you do? And we like broke it down from a bro's perspective.
We had sex.
Such a good
on the way to the restaurant. We clicked immediately.
Don't think I'm
and
gonna call.
The vaginal, yeah.
No, that's actually a really good idea, though.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, that's real. I would listen to that.
Well,
imagine going on a date with someone though, and then just being like, "There's a podcast about it.
Can you sign this paper before we go on?
We're gonna put this on iTunes."
She had garnish in her teeth for an hour and a half.
It's like no.
An hourglass. That was almost hourglass.
Oh really?
Yeah. Glenn, garnish.
Kemp?
I was trying to go for like grown up Bert.
The and mature Ernie? Bert.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
the toolbox.
No, I can do Ernie, but I can't do Bert. Like, impression wise. Bert's just always eluded me. But Ernie is just like,
hey,
Bert.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Bert, what's Ernie going on, Bert? Is just doing Bert and then putting a finger up to represent a unibrow.
By the way, I'm Kevin, not Ernie.
What?
You said Ernie is just doing Bert.
No, I said Ernie, like the impression of Ernie. Yeah. Never mind. This is all very confusing.
Controversy at home where Demi doesn't know Kevin's name.
He's like, you are.
Yeah. I'm Kevin.
I just wait until someone else says it on the podcast. I wait until you say it at the beginning. I'm just like, oh, that's right. Yeah.
Well, people still don't know that my middle name is. Because we just bleeped that out.
Why did you say it? Wow. We got to bleep it out again now.
Well, we have to bleep out.
We got to bleep out every time you say.
That's true. And every time you say.
Don't say. Dude, because we gotta
bleep
that out.
I'm not gonna say at all.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So in that town meeting, so Luke's like standing up for Jess. Like, no, guys, he's just, which I don't actually understand. I mean, I understand part
Luke
of it.
Luke doesn't,
like,
want him here. Why is he like, hey, he's fine?
Like, if I were Luke, I'd be like, I know, arrest him.
Yeah, right. Like,
I get that he's standing up for family, but also yeah, I feel like Luke would just be like, no, yeah, he's been kind of shitty. I'm sorry. Instead of like trying to stand up for it.
I don't know. It also seemed like one of those things that. It's like kind of it's kind of Luke's thing where he tries to fix people, especially if he like cares about them even a little bit. Like if it's just, but I think it is like a family thing, and he's, I think even early on, even though he didn't want him there, he's still like he's trying to get Jess on a good path.
Oh, like when he like spent away the $300 on patches and cigarette stuff, medicine, and
he just went to
books.
Ball out at a Walgreens.
True.
Give me all the patches you got.
True. Oh,
Nicoderm, the other one.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. And then I love the history, though, actually, in that scene, all the implied history where Luke's like, well, we went to school. Like, he's arguing with Bootsy, I think. Was it Bootsy or Andrew? One of the two townies.
Yeah.
And he's like, we went to high school. And there's like some petty bullshit fight they were having.
New townie alert, the dude who is accused, like, he's just like, how do we know that someone didn't die here? And he, like, was wearing a hat, and the cop asks, like, is this your son? And he just, like, makes this weird smirk, and Taylor's like, I should think not, or something.
Wait, is that Bootsy?
Is that Bootsy?
Bootsy, the newsstand guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Then maybe not a new townie.
The one that's, like, Ivana could be Trump's
creepy
butt.
Townie alert.
Mm, yeah, very creepy townie. Weird.
CTA, bro.
Although, it's funny that he is a newsie because he sounds like a newsie. That's what I thought he was doing, a newsie impression. He's like,
hey,
yeah.
You see the sun that come out of the Times?
Somebody
seize
died.
The
yeah,
day.
See?
he like comically pulls out a pen from behind his ear and a notepad.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get the details on this here crime.
Mm, got a hot scoop.
What a scoop.
And that's when it's revealed that the show actually takes place in 1954.
I wouldn't,
which
I would
not be
it.
Shocking.
Spoiler alert!
Yeah. How would that be?
That explains
a shock
all the
at all?
Netflix, the NSYNC references.
Yeah. What I noticed in the teaser, I don't know if you guys noticed, it was such a small detail, but there's classical music playing during the Friday night dinner in the teaser.
I feel like there always is.
Yeah.
Is there always? Because that was my question. I was like, is there always? And it's just so. Diegetic. I haven't ever.
Yeah, that's. I think it is. It's because even I don't know exactly what song it is, but I feel like whenever I picture the Friday night dinners in the background, I hear that like one classical song. It's like dun 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 dun.
Yeah.
Dun 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 dun. But it's like really low and muffled.
Like
so and you just
seasons.
Know like the yeah you know like all the servants and stuff are just in the kitchen. Like I wish they would play a different song.
The
like,
servants.
Yeah,
the revolving door of maids.
Yeah. Laura, I got Emily an iPod 1 year for Christmas, and that's the only songs you put on it. She just puts it on loop.
That'd be great. If
they're like, it's a 250 gig iPod.
If an industrious editor out there wants to take those scenes and then like redub it with like aggressive like metal music, so Emily's just like, Lorelai,
there's just
like
Slipknot in the background
or Korn.
Rory, you should sit for a painting.
Lorelai and Luke are talking about business, and Lorelai says, "Oh, the Rachel property. Oh, I'm sorry." That was a bad habit.
Lorelai,
like, she could have called it anything.
Yeah.
There's,
just call it the Dragonfly Inn.
Or, like, we know there's a lot of inns, but there's not that many. There's two. So she could be, like, the inn we're going to buy.
The other
inn. Or, like,
inn.
The new inn. Yeah, the other inn.
The woman who broke your heart inn. Oh, I'm so sorry.
The non-independence inn.
Oh, the dependence inn.
The monarchy in.
Again, I don't feel like this is a great episode for Lorelai.
No, she has so many moments in this episode where I'm just like, you're being kind of awful.
Yeah, going forward, those get few and far between.
And in the last episode, too, she...
Good moments?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say so.
Lorelai takes a... She becomes
Tumble.
Kind of a villain.
She yeah. does. In the last episode, she was doing that. She was like, hey, Luke, don't date my friend or the mom. And I was like,
that was
correct.
Well, yeah, we talked about that already.
Yeah. I guess we did, probably. Who's to know?
We're recording this before 207, so we're trying to figure some stuff out.
But, like, it's just when she said that, I was like, what is. You can't. Don't do that. Like, you dated. You almost married someone. Like, Rory's teacher. You don't have that kind of authority.
Yeah.
And. Especially, too, it seems like she freaks out anytime she's on the precipice of a decision
mm-hmm.
that needs to be made.
Yeah.
So you see her freak out with Max, and then with this, she just, like, loses her mind when Mia's like, oh, yeah, sell the end. That would be great.
I do think it is really realistic, though, as far as Lorelai's character, because you can tell, like you said, when she freaks out at decisions and she doesn't think very rationally a lot of times, like, you can tell that she's kind of stunted, like, as an adult, where it is, you know, part of her is still a 16-year-old girl from when, you know, she left and went out on her own. And
mm-hmm.
in a lot of ways, you know, like, professionally and stuff, she's very much an adult. She's risen to, like, running this, like, inexplicably successful inn. But then in a lot of ways, you could tell that, you know, she didn't get a chance to grow up because she was raising her own child. Mm-hmm. And I think it's like moments like that where you can kind of see that, you know, part of her still handles things like a teenager in a lot of ways. Like when, mm-hmm. you know, the pressure's on and she has to make a decision or she has to make like a big life choice or something. And I just thought that was good acting on her part. But I think she also, I think what happened to Lorelai was she didn't die a hero. So she lived long enough to see herself become a villain, like later on in the show. Spoiler alert.
She is very
she
much.
She starts murdering people.
That's true.
She's very much the
season
hero.
Seven. She becomes the Stars hero.
That Stars.
Stalker.
Ooh, Stars hero.
Stars,
oh, stars
man.
Hero.
No, bleep it out. I
starts
messed up.
Villain.
Stars hollow. Stalker.
We've touched upon that in the past, the idea of like whatever happens. You know, I actually feel that way. I feel like it's analogous. You guys can correct me if I'm wrong. But I feel like Taylor Swift is kind of that way. Like, whatever the age that you become most successful at, you kind of get frozen there, whatever that is.
Okay, I thought you were going to say she's a villain. I was going to be like, Kevin.
No.
Yeah, I was like,
I'm actually in love with Taylor Swift.
Are you actually?
Golden period.
Yeah. I feel like if I met her, I'd have a chance.
Crazy.
Yeah. I'd have a chance. Just because I feel like I could be honest and open with her and she would get it.
Apparently everyone in the world was.
Yeah, I actually photoshopped my face. Onto that picture.
I saw that. That was a good Instagram.
Yeah, I actually had to really Photoshop good. Myself out of it.
to avoid the press.
Yeah, she kept taking pictures like, Taylor, I'm supposed to be in Texas right now.
Mm-hmm.
Not Texas. I'm supposed to be in Los Angeles right now. I can't let people know that I'm at your place. Mm-hmm. We're keeping it real low-key. Yeah. LK for all you teens out there.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I was just kind of bummed. I was like, really, like, because I was there too, obviously.
Right.
And I was like, Sam Smith? Got an invite. I mean, I get he's good, but the guy just came out.
Right.
Like, me and Taylor
did
go
he, did
way
he really
back.
Just come out?
No. Oh, I mean, he's open.
Career-wise.
Yeah, no, he's open.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I didn't.
Oh, I
didn't
thought
mean
he
gay.
Actually came out as gay.
He did,
no, like, he's
a
been
while
gay.
Ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's, like, it's old news. He's been gay.
It's been a while?
it's been a while.
It's been.
Yeah,
sorry, the way you said Ben Gay, it's, or the way you said Ben Gay, it sounded like Ben Gay, and I was like, he's Ben Gay. I was
to
like,
connect
that
it
mean?
To the show, by the way, do I think someone put this on Twitter, side by side, Sam Smith.
That was me.
Kurt Gleason.
You commented on my picture.
Right.
Because Sam Smith was in it, and you were like, oh, like, what's Kirk doing there?
Right, but no, but I've seen this
yeah,
before.
Oh, yeah.
They look so much like each other.
Yeah, he's like, Kirk's like a skinny Sam Smith.
Maybe this is Sam Smith's origin
love
story.
I to hear nice. Sam's, to hear Kirk say.
Kirk? I want you. No, I can't do
that.
I can't
good.
Do
I want you stay with me, because you're all I need.
No.
I feel like he talks very like a very like oh da, 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 blah blah blah. I'm not. Da, da, blah, blah, blah. I have asthma. Don't make fun of me. How dare you?
Kind.
I'm
of.
The raccoon and Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
poor guy.
Yeah,
not poor guy. Kirk, we love you. Sean Gunn, we love you.
Come on
Sean
the show.
Gunn.
Come on the show.
Get on the show.
Yeah, get your guns out. Am I right?
How awful.
Take us to the gun show, Sean.
How awful was Lorelai? Three separate artists were like, I can't deal with this woman, and like refused to finish painting her.
I didn't think about that.
Especially when she was like 15 or whatever.
Yeah. She talks about it like how crazy was that? But it's like, it kind of sounds like you were being awful.
Yeah, that she made someone literally go insane.
But apparently she said like, yeah, I kept frowning. And it's like, just paint the frown. Who cares?
Did you guys have gotten into, at this point, we've seen flashbacks already?
No.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm.
Oh, wow. That's something good coming.
Do they do flashbacks in the show?
They do one episode where there's flashbacks.
It's so good.
What?
It's
that just seems one. So
do you
weird.
Like it?
No.
Was I it don't. A
really? I love it.
Was it a clip show or was it like
no, it was
flashbacks?
Like flashbacks to when Lorelai was a teenager.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, see, and that's the problem. Anytime you cast, like that, they just did on American Horror Story last year where they like tried to cast a young Jessica Lange. It's like, oh, well, if she's not a quarter as good as Jessica Lange, it's not going to
They
work.
Should have just had Alexis Bledel play.
That would have been
play
funny.
Teenage, but she's just like cocky and not like Rory.
Mm-hmm. I feel like they've done something like that in a different show, and I can't place what show.
But I don't. The only reason I was saying I really liked it because I didn't really pick up on like, oh, it doesn't look like so and so. But and it's kind of related to this episode, I guess. But I like that one because it casts doubt on Lorelai's version of how her life went. Like it kind
those
of
flashbacks.
Yeah, it kind of showed that like Lorelai's story of what happened after she got pregnant wasn't the entire truth. Like it kind of Game of Thrones did because it makes you realize that like everything we know about the past story is all from Lorelai's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see it from an objective point of view, like when you're just a fly on the wall in those flashbacks, it kind of shows you that like she wasn't completely. She wasn't like the total good guy with her parents being the bad guys in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought that was interesting. But whenever you get to it,
what season
it's
is
be
it
interesting?
In?
I think it might be. I think it's
two
three.
Or three. Yeah, okay. It's kind of early on.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just thought that was interesting. But we haven't gotten to it yet.
But so. We will. By the way, the painting as the final product.
Yeah.
Is ugly as shit.
Right?
I thought it was horrifying. There's like three vases of flowers in it. I couldn't deal with it.
Yeah.
When she's like, isn't it beautiful? And it's like, oh, no. You messed up. You done goofed, Emily.
Gilmore goofed.
You paid money for
Gilmore
that.
Goofed.
Oh, speaking of Gilmore Goose, we should clarify. In, I think it was 204 with Trolley. I said that they should have made a yellow wallpaper reference, and I said it was a Flannery O'Connor story.
It's
actually
not Perkins Gilmore.
Yeah.
Gilman.
Oh, I was Gilman. Like, Gilmore? Really?
Ooh,
no, but
Charlotte Perkins Gilman.
Yeah. Might be, because a lot of people called me out for that on Twitter, and I was like, well, fuck.
I turned in a paper on the yellow wallpaper
too.
2 days ago.
Oh,
really?
Well, I didn't do it 2 days ago.
I finished grad school 2 days ago.
Oh, so congratulations.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Get out. Damn. Kevin is on it.
Mm.
Do you guys think they're treating Jess really weird? Like, in terms of...
seems like they're still trying to figure out who he is.
Yes, because they seem to be trying to make it seem like, oh, yeah, you can tell he and Rory are going to be a thing. But it's like, they're doing that, but they're also... He's not in enough of the episode for him to be...
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just feels like he's kind of like a townie or like a Cousin Oliver sort of thing, where it's like, he'll be gone in a few seconds, but...
Yeah.
Except he's in the credits.
What I found was... and we talked about this the last time I was on, I think, was how, especially early on, at first, any male character on the show, even Luke, like in the very beginning, any male character is very two-dimensional until they kind of flesh him out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what happened with Jess, was I didn't like him at all until they made him an actual person, as opposed to like the first like half season or so that we see him, it's just the most stereotypical bad boy stuff, like leather jacket, smoking cigarette, yeah, like reading,
yeah,
close up magic,
yeah, and it's just so like archetypal, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So it was interesting, like once they actually made him a real person and showed like a little more like human contrasting qualities about him, that was good. But until then, it's just kind of like, who is this like cardboard cutout? Like it just seemed like they were like, oh, we need a bad boy, like make him the opposite of everything Dean does.
Yeah, I would concur. Pretty lazy.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Fran.
Oh, let's do it.
Why couldn't they just say, oh, when you die?
Yeah.
You know, when you go on vacation.
The long vacation that we all take. I was just like, she knows what death is. Like, you're not talking to her.
Well, I don't know if she
did.
What
if she's like 90 and she's like, I guess I just keep living forever.
I guess I'm the Highlander.
This is fun. I'm going to be doing this forever. Oh my God.
Kind of weird how everyone older than me moved to a farm.
Well, because I actually felt like it was actually on Fran that she was kind of the clueless one. Not that they were at fault for like trying to delicately say
like,
when you
very
die.
Heavy hand. They were just trying to euphemize it. Like, yeah, they were like,
euthanize it?
Euphemize it.
Oh, okay.
Euphemism. Don't paint me into that corner, Kevin.
They were trying really hard to get that in. They were like, we'll fucking kill her if we have to.
Yeah.
Season three, bro.
And then they,
But I actually like their energy a lot. I thought this was a great Suki episode.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah, we saw a lot of her.
She got a lot to do. That's not just like, Lorelai, don't do this, don't do that.
Yeah.
That scene where Lorelai freaks out at her for no good reason. And the way little Suki responds, Melissa McCarthy, she just played it so perfectly, so perfectly. That was like my second favorite scene of the episode.
That's when I knew one day she'd be nominated
for
an Oscar.
She'd be shitting in a sink.
Oh, yeah, and get nominated for an Oscar for shitting in a sink.
Oh, is she the first person that's ever gotten nominated for such an act?
For shitting in a sink.
Was she nominated for Bridesmaids?
Yeah, she went for Best Supporting Actress.
I had no idea.
Isn't that crazy?
That is.
She was the only one from
that movie, I think.
Totally.
She was great.
Yeah. Does anyone know who she lost to? Or did she win?
I don't know. She fucking did not Kate Winslet or some shit. Nah.
Someone from some boring movie.
Yeah, I do too.
Titanic, more like my fart will go on.
Right?
Yeah.
Why did you say that? Why not say my heart will go on instead of my... Never mind, Melissa.
Yeah, whatever. She can eat a dick.
Whoa, easy.
Sorry.
I guess
okay.
I should.
We love you.
This is probably
you
a bad time.
Lost, so.
This is probably a bad time to mention that Kate Winslet is our guest for 209.
Oh shit!
Yeah. Well, so we'll got it. We'll edit that all out before she hears. Egg on your face, indeed.
Gotta go. Bye.
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 It always sounds like she's falling off a cliff when she leaves. By
it
the
does.
Way.
I don't know why she does that.
No, I can't.
She doesn't move away. She just kind of goes, bye.
This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Now, unlike anything I've ever talked about on the air, I actually stand by Squarespace. I actually do because I've used it for everything I've made. Literally, GilmoreGuysShow.com, the very website for this very podcast, was made using Squarespace. How beautiful is that? KevinTPorter.com, I made that using Squarespace. My old bake shop website, that was made using Squarespace, because you can do it all with Squarespace. You can sell content on your website, so exclusive stuff behind a paywall. You can sell memberships, courses, or sell files your customers can download, like PDFs, music, or eBooks. You can do that with Squarespace. You can do analytics with Squarespace, so you can figure out who's visiting your website and why, and figure out how to get traffic and where's it coming from. You can also have people do flexible payments on Squarespace. Make checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment tools. Accepts credit cards, PayPal, Apple Pay, and in eligible countries, offer customers the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and ClearPay. How nice is that? You can also do email campaigns, so there's constant outreach for your stuff and people know where to find you. So I'm going to let you know where to find Squarespace. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/GilmoreGuys to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. That's squarespace.com/GilmoreGuys. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now let's talk about your social battery. Maybe right now it's bursting at the seams with energy. Maybe it's a little drained. Maybe you're one of those people like my friend with their phone battery that keeps it 2% all the time, even when they stay home all day. And they definitely could charge up if they wanted to, but they don't. Well, regardless of where it is, it's important to understand why it is the way it is. Why is the battery low when it gets low? Is it because you're feeling less social? Is it because you're feeling sad? Is it because of emotions you've yet to identify? Or maybe just boundaries you haven't set for yourself yet? Either way, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, maybe you don't. Maybe you need a little more alone time. Well, either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. This is so important because I've been in therapy for 10 plus years, for some would say technically 11 years this month. And it's helped me so much understand where I get my energy from, how I use my energy, how to better use my energy, and how to maintain things in a way that's sustainable and healthy and good. And that's to do, of course, with boundaries, but also just understanding who I am and what I want. And I couldn't have done so much of that work without therapy. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GilmoreGuys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GilmoreGuys.
How do we feel about... Okay, Mia, I loved as a character.
Oh, so
I was
great.
Super
yeah,
into
great.
Mia. Yeah,
and everyone loves her, so that was cool.
Okay, so someone on Twitter for the Twitter Q&A said...
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Twitter Q&A. Before you do that, just
yes.
as a quick comment,
do it.
I thought it was interesting when they were like, yeah, she's from Santa Barbara. I was like, oh, she must have had a long trip from Santa Barbara to where this film is shot. Like, there's
to WB.
It's, yeah. It's, every time they show, like, anything outside, I'm like, this is so clearly not Connecticut. Like
yeah,
everything is
Cali.
Obviously California. But then when they're, you know, whenever anyone mentions, like, going to California or, like, they're from California, I was like, oh, it must have been a long trip to this Connecticut town with palm trees in the background.
In the previous episode, Luke literally says, oh, you take the 5. He says, you take the 5
oh my God.
As the highway, which doesn't run through Connecticut, or at least the part that they're in.
Right.
I don't believe. And 2, no one from Connecticut would call it the da-da-da.
Yeah.
That's a West Coast thing, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Megan, at her name is at McGuire1330 on Twitter. She asked my question for both episodes for 207 and 208. Is she says, why is Emily so perfect always? Good question, Megan. And her other question is, and why is Mia British? Question mark.
Santa Barbara.
Is she British?
I don't know if it's... I can't remember.
I think she had a Fraser voice. I don't think it was actually...
Yeah, I think it was kind of... I think it was like Emily.
I shall
like,
die soon, you know.
It was like a... It's like a rich God. Person voice, which is basically a...
Yeah,
a
it's British rich voice. Person British, which is just what happens over time.
Just like Emily. Oh my goodness.
We can do some more Q&As. Do you think Luke and Mia look like they were going to make out when they hugged? That's Megan again, but different Megan.
Yeah,
Megan
I do kind of remember that. It
yes,
was a
they
very...
held each other for... ever
Star Trek
like
t-shirt.
They might have had like a graduate thing back in the day where she was like
that would
middle
be a good
age
flashback episode.
Luke was like graduating high school or still in high school controversy.
Oh my god,
hashtag
it's well, like that Garth Brooks song
Mary Kay Letourneau.
Thank you, I was looking for it so hard. Wait, there's a Garth Brooks song called Mary Kay Letourneau?
No, there's one about a teenage boy.
I'm in
boy.
Love with my teenage student.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm 35.
Oh gosh.
That's the Garth Brooks song. Oh, what is it called?
And I'm 35.
I'm in love with my teen student, and in parentheses, and I'm 35.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, guys, Mia looks pretty good.
She's beautiful.
Yeah. She's not an unhandsome woman.
No.
Oh,
which would
God.
Make her but,
use a
handsome woman.
You know how you were saying that was your second favorite scene, the scene with Sookie?
You know what, the
first favorite, Emily and Mia?
Her and Mia. Yeah,
oh my
definitely.
God, that was good.
That was the best scene.
It was just, it wasn't like a showdown. It was both of them being so honest, and they both said very, like, they both said right things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were both, she was like...
When Laura and I showed up on my porch that day with a tiny baby in her arms, I thought to myself, what if this were my daughter? And she was cold and scared and needed a place to live. What would I want for her? And then I thought I'd want her to find somebody to take her in and make her safe and help her find her way.
That's funny. I would have wanted her to find someone who would send her home. I have to go. I'd appreciate if you didn't mention this to Lorelai.
I won't.
Both of you are on point right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
And no, it's not like a fight. It's just them being like, well...
It's
I
like
really missed my daughter.
Battling philosophies.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Emily didn't have claws out like she does in later episodes, and that's a lot of fun. But she she was just sad. She was just really cold. And guess what, guys? I freaking cried watching that scene again.
Of course
again.
You did. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Why
yeah.
do I'm so tired of crying at Emily's scenes. Like literally anything she says that's like emotionally resonant. Like even the scene with the tiara and hammers and veils, I think that's the one. I don't know why I'm so
I guess I'm more
a Richard man.
No. I'd say more stereotypical. Like the stuff that always gets me emotion wise is like the Rory and Lorelai stuff, which is probably the normal mm-hmm. thing. But you're cool.
Robbie.
You have like an Emily crier.
Or a John crier.
Oh, as an interesting throwback, I looked it up because I was curious who Melissa McCarthy lost to. Get this. She lost the Oscar to another shit related actress.
What?
The cast of Jackass 3?
She lost to Octavia Spencer for The Help and The Shit Pie.
Oh my God.
Isn't that weird?
What a shit
Wait,
year.
Does Octavia Spencer take a Tuesday into a pie?
Yeah.
You don't remember?
Oh. I didn't see The Help.
Oh, it's a very good movie.
Oh, it's so good.
But yeah, she feeds. And she like
she
makes
a chocolate pie. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean.
No, I mean she does. She makes a chocolate pie and the chocolate
and puts
is shit
poop in it.
And she feeds it to the fucking
some racist
terrible,
white lady.
Yeah.
Oh, is it Allison Janney?
No.
She,
I think it's Bryce Dallas Howard.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
Bryce,
but
or was it Jessica Chastain? Was Jessica Chastain the good one?
I don't know. She was nominated too for The Help. Yeah, for Celia Foote.
Oh, she was like the weirdly. She was like kind meaning, but occasionally racist, but not meaning to be.
Yeah. It wasn't her. Yeah, she was the. She took a turn. She like became good.
Yeah, it was Bryce Dallas Howard.
Yeah.
That's
so weird.
Speaking of shit,
two shit related categories.
Let's get back to this show. I'm kidding. Oh, I'm totally. Can you imagine if like I just turned like I don't fucking like this show.
And this
it's
is
like,
the one where Demi walks out.
Oh my God, no.
I feel like that's coming any day now.
I can't take it.
I think it's, yeah.
People are going to tune in 1 week, and the beginning is just going to be one voice, sadly, like, la, 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 Demi's
it
gone
was
for
one time.
Good now.
He's not
It actually was
back.
One time.
There's a guest. It's just one guest.
By the way,
him.
Doing all of our jingles and shit myself in front of Eliza Skinner, who's an amazing comedian and an amazing musical comedian, I was so alone. Did you listen to it?
I listened to it before. I just had never finished it.
Okay.
The Pop Goes the Culture part made me so bummed out because you were like, Pop. Oh, sorry. Usually there's someone. Pop goes the culture. I was like, oh.
That's so sad. It's like if someone. I don't know. I was going to make a really sad comparison. Let's say if someone, it's like your spouse leaves you or something, and you're at the dinner table, and it's like, can you pass the, oh, wait.
Oh.
They were never there.
I'm eating alone.
let's do another Twitter question.
I love the questions.
at Poop Doctor.
Poop Doctor.
What?
We got to love him.
He's my boy.
Are we living in a simulation now?
No, dude.
At Poop _ Doctor.
Oh, by the way.
Is our best Twitter
questioner. At least he finished his degree.
I was about to say, I'm pretty sure he did tell me that he has a PhD now. He's a doctor for real.
Dr. Poop.
Is he actually?
He tweeted that at
me.
His bio is welcome to my ass. So
I think he's a GI doctor.
I don't know if that's totally... It's welcome to my ass and like 6 exclamation points. He might have been having a funny with you.
Oh, that's the
if
best
he wasn't having a funny and he's just a doctor with the bio, welcome to my ass. Oh my God, Poop Doctor is my favorite.
I feel like you'd have to be, if you were like a butt doctor though, you gotta have a good sense of humor about
you
it.
You gotta.
Well, okay.
I got the shittiest job.
Wait, do you think, shitty job, Finn Rogers. Do you think that he... Because he was on the show. He's a friend of the show.
I thought you just made like a really random reference.
I wasn't just Rain Man right now.
This is a thing. This is another thing.
Jeff Ropner.
The reader, Jude Law.
at Poop _ Doctor said, did Tristan die so Jess could live?
Yeah. Ooh. But no.
No.
You'll see Tristan died so someone else later on could
Yes.
live.
Well, wait, spoiler alert.
Hint.
There's one more Tristan episode coming this season.
Oh, yeah.
This season?
It seemed forced, but yeah.
I'm sure it was. It was probably.
Well, yeah. He's like, I'm super successful now. I have to come back to the show.
I don't want to be in the show anymore. I want the Gilmore Girls.
All I ask is to get out of my contract, so I'll do one Tree Hill.
Yeah.
I'm tired of...
So, no. I think is... Where are we at Adam Brody-wise?
Not here.
Not yet.
Adam Brody's in the show?
Brody's season 3.
Oh, wow.
So yeah. Are they just put, like a bunch of like people come in the show and they're like, I gotta go. I have my own show
now. That's basically
now.
It, yeah. But he's great whenever he's in the show. But I won't say anything. I was just curious that they were at that point yet.
Pre-Brody.
But, yeah, yeah. But pre-Brody. Tristan is basically a two-dimensional cutout of a future major character.
I would concur.
Yeah.
Wait, future major character.
I really
like
that character.
Just someone who dates Rory.
Maybe.
Just you can tell me that.
Yeah, it's the third
Logan.
Yeah, it's Act 3 of her romantic life.
Act 3.
Why are all of Rory's like beaus
white
dudes?
Four hoes.
Well, white. Yeah, Rory.
Rory's a racist.
No, but also, just like, why are they all like bad boys from the wrong side of the tracks? Except for Dean, who's just a weirdo.
Yeah.
Jess is kind of the only one who's.
I would
bad
say
boy.
Jess is the only one.
Oh,
that
is
you
Tristan
could...
not. Oh, I thought that's what you guys were suggesting.
Tristan is a.
But he's
D-bag,
like the.
But he's not.
He's the,
right, no.
He's the blonde, rich version of a bad boy, which is only like. You can only be so bad if right. your parents are bad.
I wouldn't
mean,
say
like,
Logan's
all,
a bad boy.
Yeah,
all
I don't
like,
think so.
Assholes.
I'll go on record saying I like Logan.
Yeah, I love
is,
Logan.
Who plays Logan?
Logan is a Matt Szczerkowski.
Yeah, he has a really.
Okay.
He's on The Good Wife now.
Oh, really?
Rad actor. Really good.
Yeah, he's really good.
Good
in the
wife.
Show.
Good wife. If you want Matt
good
on the
wife.
Show, tweet at him. That's for real. If you want Matt to do the show or Liza or any of the cast, I feel like one of the best ways that we're going to be able to reach them.
Yeah, definitely.
Is through the outpouring of the fans.
Tweet it out.
Let them know.
And if you want to tweet at him that they should be my friend, do that.
Yes.
Too.
Also, Emily Kuroda, Mrs. Kim, is on Twitter. So tweet at her.
Oh, snap.
Let's get Mrs. Kim on the show.
Yes.
Hashtag Kim for Gilmore.
Have you guys talked about the age differences in the actresses on the show?
A little bit.
Yeah, just,
as far as Lane, because I saw and I
Lane.
Thought that was really interesting.
She
was like Lorelai's age.
She was 29
when the show
episode.
Started. Oh,
mm-hmm.
when this one came
yeah.
out?
Yeah. And
she
I think Elizabeth
like
Liddell
a
was
17-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts.
It's crazy.
So. Let's talk about... it's the scene where Mia comes in to Luke's. Mm.
Before the
what is the
romantic embrace?
Yeah, before they kind of dry hump each other. You know that scene where that British lady from Santa Barbara dry humped the flannel
dude from
hippie
Love at the Christmas table.
Yeah.
We gotta watch that, bro.
We have to.
Oh, we should have done that for Christmas. Maybe next year.
Who says we haven't?
Ooh.
No, I'm kidding. We haven't.
So what is the business he's preoccupying himself when they come in? He's trying to fix a damn toaster again.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
He's shoving screwdrivers into a toaster.
It's like for
which
such
he's
a,
done before.
I
for
know.
Such a smart guy.
So maybe it worked.
He has no idea how to fix things. He's just, I'm just going to keep it. I'm going to stab it.
But that's like a season 3 twist. It's like Luke is so developmentally like set back. He knows how to cook and stuff, but he doesn't know like basic electricity.
Yeah. So I guess at this point, we haven't gotten to the part where... Luke accidentally kills himself with a toaster.
Oh, we haven't.
Spoiler alert.
I think that's season 4.
We have not. No. No. But we're getting to it.
I mean, it's building. They're foreshadowing heavy.
So
like, it's obvious.
The toaster scene, it just feels like, okay, so that existed. So then Jess could fix the toaster because Rory chewed him out and said, Luke's so nice. He stood up for you at the town meeting.
You don't do anything.
And then he was like, oh, I didn't fix the toaster. You're, fuck you. And like whatever he says. Like basically.
How dare you tell me.
Holden Caulfield doesn't fix no toasters.
He would go to such great lengths to not take credit for doing a nice thing.
Right.
He flatly denies it.
It's out of control.
But then when he leaves for school, he's like, yeah, Rory, I did it.
That was a good jest.
I did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is weird though. It's like he protests so much that it's like he's outright saying he did it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Kristen Wiig character when she's like, don't make me sing.
Don't make me sing. Don't make me fix the toaster.
And it's like, we know you're trying to get us to sing.
Fix the toaster.
Yeah.
But okay, so that moment is supposed to be like, see, you know, he's you know, kind of a bad kid, but he's got a good side.
He's got a heart for Rory.
He does.
Rory.
Do we have any soundboards from this app?
I don't.
Oh, that's
unfortunately.
Okay. That's all right.
Hello, sailor. Hello, sailor.
Just play
Hello,
that.
Sailor. I should just play that. It's my favorite of the sounds.
We should do that anytime we greet a guest. Jamie, welcome to the show. Miss Patty, do you have anything to say to Jamie?
Hello, sailor. Hello, sailor. Hello, sailor.
Oh, wow. I feel so welcomed.
I usually like to find a lonely seaman.
Ooh.
Do you think that was a seaman joke?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
I don't think so.
I don't think it was either.
It's just, I think.
We disagree. Lewis thought it was.
I thought it was pretty obvious that, like, literally everything Miss Patty says is sexual.
Right.
I mean, but I don't know. I feel like they wouldn't. I feel like a seaman joke just seems like out of, like, who is it for? You know? I feel like that's not.
Mm. Why were we so quiet for that part?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it was a good really question. We were both just like, oh, wow. Who
for?
It's who just is like, the show for?
Not like adults don't watch it, but it's like, are they like, we gotta get a cum joke in there, dude. The WB's gonna love this shit.
Maybe they knew that one day, like, stunted early 20s men would be watching this and podcasting about
it. Dumb
They're
idiots.
Like, we gotta throw in cum jokes for those future podcasters.
we gotta get the podcasting audience.
Yeah.
That's like my least favorite word.
Podcasting audience?
Yep. well, let's go around the
podcasting audience.
Yes.
Moist podcasting audience.
Oh. Kevin's crying. He's curled up in a ball.
No, sorry. I was just thinking about that Emily scene again.
Can we talk about Michelle getting mad when Mia comes into the inn?
Yes.
And he's like, I never said that.
That was great.
He gets so, like, he just gets better throughout the entire show.
He hates his job. So awesome. That's not true. You're lying.
I never said that.
I love how Michelle just seems to have a thing for older ladies.
Yeah,
he really
does. He's such a taking to.
He has got a type.
Which we share.
Well, I think, it's also like anytime he's around Emily, he just lights up.
Like, oh, my God. It's in 207 when he's
rich old women.
He's like beaming at her on the catwalk and she's having the time of her life. We have talked about that more in 207, but like. Highlight of the show for me.
Is
so
that
far.
What totally. Was 207? Was it the mother daughter thing?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Oh,
that's such genuine.
Were they matching?
I have a moment. I have a screen cap of that on my phone that I use in like reaction.
Emily's reaction text.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
I very much wanted to take a screen cap of and just be like new Facebook parent.
Kevin and Demi.
Yeah,
which is which?
Us IRL.
Yeah.
You're Lorelai and I'm Emily. Well, let's go around the horn and give it the rating, guys. I think we're at
let's
that point.
Let's give it the rating.
Give it the rating and free.
Give it the rating. Free my soul. The Gilmore guys are gonna give it a score from 1-0 to 10.
Ooh, 0 to 10.
Yeah, we upgraded the rating system. Nice. Everything's changed since you've been gone.
Yeah, bro.
It's like everything's doubled.
Right?
I like it.
Twice the Gilmore, half the girls. None of the girls. Yeah, you want to start it up?
I really enjoyed this app. I hate everything about Jess, and he's in this app a lot. But what I loved is that it was time for Suki to shine.
Yeah.
I think Melissa McCarthy is so freaking good at everything she does on this show. Yeah. She's so sweet when she's like that line where she was like, well, stop yelling at me because I don't want to cry. And if you cry, then you'll have another reason to be mad at me. And it was just like, it wasn't like bitter. It was just the right amount. It was just the right amount. She was so freaking good.
It was human.
Or was it Dancer?
Or was it Prancer?
It is 2014.
Yes.
Don't be making killers references at me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't you? How dare you? No, I'm kidding. What year do you think this is? I do too. They remind me of high school, which kind of just like is a bummer in a way. But
they went to your high school?
No. They were the first concert I ever saw. Funny enough.
Oh, really?
But I got super into them in high school.
I did in college. Yeah.
Well, you're also a little bit younger than older than me would be the. It's a joke. No, I don't think
we're
you
the
are.
Same age. Yeah. I was like, oh.
I'm going to give this 8 out of 10 Caucasian chalk circles.
Damn it.
That's what I was going to do.
Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, we got to think 8 out of 10. Okay.
Okay, I'll stall for time.
Vampus.
Gilmore Girls, best show in the land. It's the show you can watch with the remote in your hand. On the couch, let it roll. Gilmore Girls, don't you know? There's girls, there's guys on the show. There's people so fly on the show. There's
what?
Emily and Richard. And they're gonna be richer when they make more money. It ain't funny, honey, how
tell
they
them.
Make more money in Connecticut. What? They get wet in Connecticut. They have some sex in Connecticut.
Oh, no. Oh,
that was
glorious
incredible.
Nosedive of and a freestyle. It was good, though.
It was very good. That was, I've never seen such a parabola. Because I was like, oh, my God, this is really good. And then you're just like, what rhymes with Connecticut?
Yep, you painted yourself into a corner.
You were stalling for us, but I couldn't pay attention to things or something else.
Say, yeah.
Like,
I'm no closer to thinking of a rating system than I was before.
There's plenty of objects.
Are there?
Yeah.
It was a pleasant episode. A little too much Jess, but
any Jess is too much Jess. Yeah.
Honestly,
point.
At this
a little Jess goes a long way.
At this point, I'm just like, why are they focusing so much on this guy? He's nothing. It seems like they just needed a new plot point. Lorelai frustrated me. Them dancing around like, why don't we just buy the independence? Was like sort of a thing. It's like, shut up, just fucking talk about it.
Because
I know Lorelai was like, it's out of our price range, but it's like, I'm sure it'll get down the line where it's like, oh, it's not really. Like, let's do it.
Money
oh
is clearly no object in this universe.
Lorelai lives in like a mansion.
Basically.
That's what I said the first time. I was like, there's no way she can afford that giant house.
And also, she's got to be making bank with all the with all the house guests that apparently come to this inn that is managed by maybe two people.
It's totally. Like Michelle, you never see my...
Who doesn't do anything.
Yeah, Michelle, who doesn't do anything. Lorelai, who apparently does everything. There's one guy who's occasionally there, and I feel like he's just it's like, hey, we need you in today. It's a busy day at the.
Well, where did Rune go? Bring back Rune.
Is he still living in the shed? Does he know that his house is about to be sold?
Yeah, yeah. Rune.
He might be, actually. He might come back.
That'd be super funny.
He comes back.
Okay, he does.
I don't think it's for a while, though.
Super funny if his house just got sold and he's like, I was fixing this place. What happened?
And I think the economics of the show wouldn't bug us as much because it's like any show like Friends or whatever. It's like, oh, they couldn't live in that apartment. Like, there's no way they're making that money.
Right.
But I think for a show.
People say that.
Right.
I've been looking at it more critically, the Friends thing.
Okay, well, we'll get to that in the plot.
Yeah, yeah. But I think the one other thing about the hotel or the inn, I guess, is they're always cooking feasts. Like, there's
always
10 cooks with Suki, and it's, like, even, you know, like you said, sometimes they have the big events or whatever where it's, like, oh, there's, like, a conference here or something, but, like, even if, like, you never see a customer in the inn, they're always cooking, like, buffet-style stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, she's always preparing meals.
Totally.
And they always look amazing.
Right. No, and they're great. And she's whipping meringue, apparently wrong.
Did someone say that? Or?
I think Skinner said that. She was like, oh, no, you're not supposed to whip it that way.
Oh.
You're just supposed to buy it at the store already made.
Good point. What I was going to say about the economics is, like, you kind of give other shows a free pass about it.
Yeah, yeah.
But because money is the central conflict of the show, Lorelai doesn't have money. She has to ask the parents for money. You notice it's so much more. So it's like Lorelai doesn't have any money. Well, she lives in a freaking amazing house.
Yeah, an incredible house.
Yeah.
Like when she bought it, she was clearly like, me and my baby daughter need a like giant 8-room house.
Right.
Like, like maybe you wouldn't be broke if you
doesn't
didn't buy
have
the
an
biggest
extra bedroom
house in the town.
Also?
An extra one?
Yeah.
She has
one?
To have like 8 extra bedrooms, right?
I don't know. I mean,
it's a 2-story house. It has more than 2 bedrooms, I think.
It might not. I mean, the fatal flaw of the house is the fact that Roy's bedroom is by the kitchen.
Yeah, that's really
so weird. I feel like if there was another bedroom, then she wouldn't be in the kitchen.
Right,
bedroom.
That's true. Unless she's like, I gotta be close to the oven.
You want food.
But what I was saying is there's a lot of Suki in this episode, and we haven't had any of her in a while, so that was very pleasant.
Yeah.
And she just knocks it out of the park.
They're a great team. They're like Lucy and Alpha
when
they're together. They have a lot of chemistry.
Yeah. And Mia was a delight, as always. Mm-hmm. And that Emily and Mia scene is one of the highlights of this season so far.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say 8 out of 10 annoying frowns.
Because
apparently annoying frowns are what kept the artists away from painting Lorelai when she was a child.
Nice.
Totally.
Nice. I mean, you guys have pretty much summed it up. We got awesome Mia, too much Jess, but oh well. Good Suki.
People are gonna hate us.
Just wait, we'll come back. I'll defend Logan every day. But,
oh, so would I.
Yeah, but
every day.
Jess is just a little
piece of shit,
just a little dickhead. But I mean, Part of me wants to detract and give it a different score, but I think I have to be unanimous. I think we're all in agreement on that. I'd give it 8 out of 10 freestyling Kevins.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Thank you for saying. Nope, I can't. I can't.
No, do it, do it.
Jamie, thank you for saying that nice thing. Maybe one day we can podcast about West Wing, the show by Sorkin. You don't know, because I am so dorkin'. I'm geeking out on the West Wing, all the characters. There's so many freaking characters. Walking halls, walking and talking. More talking than Christopher Walken.
Oh.
It was okay.
Killed
was
like damn, a, son, where'd you flames. Find this?
That's like a C-plus rap.
Yeah, you did rhyme... What was
characters.
It?
Characters. Characters.
You put yourself in bad situations yep. with like very complicated words.
Characters, I know.
You should have rhymed characters with...
ferret turds.
Narrators.
Narrators.
Or ferret turds, yeah.
Yeah, ferret turds. Either one. Well, but guys, now you're going to have to shut down this studio.
I just want
to
hear you rap like Eminem. We got characters and characters and...
like Emily?
No, I said Eminem, but then I did the world's worst Eminem impression.
Yeah,
sounded,
you did.
You sounded like the Dave Chappelle one, which is amazing.
Eminem,
like,
by the way...
Spaghetti.
It's like jokes one of the best. Jokes.
Bananas.
Ha, ha, ha.
I took it as Eminem, by the way, of Grover.
So yeah.
8 Mile.
8 Mile.
It's been 8 Mile.
Get a backpack and a knapsack and a hat track and a backpack and a backpack. I'm gonna kill my wife and I all hate women. And a
he does hate women. That's a bummer.
He's a. Can we? Let's not. No.
He's a good father.
He's bad. He's a good father, but
maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, but what kind of example you said? Whatever. We're being old men about it, I feel like. But no, actually, we're not. We're not being old men. I'll defend it.
I think it's. I think it's a good. Thing for dudes to talk about other dudes being shitty when it comes to women, as opposed to making women do it.
True. That's a great point. And I'm not going to add to that because I feel like I'm going to ruin it if I do.
Got a hot dog and 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 a hot and I hate women going to kill my mom and if I don't do it, I'll go to the hot dog and a hot blog and a
hot dog and a hot blog is good.
Got a hot dog and a hot blog and a cock sog.
That's when he's eating a sausage while reading the Huffington Post.
Get a hot dog and a hot blog. I'm gonna cock block all this.
Let's
eggnog.
Let's do
Merry Christmas to my dog.
Cock block all this eggnog. That's one way of looking at it.
That's one opinion.
Can we rap like Eminem for one of these?
Yeah. Oh yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because I have
for one of
the
iTunes
beats.
Reviews.
Oh sure. Awesome. Pluggies. Oh boy.
Pluggies.
I'm at Kevin T. Porter on Twitter and Instagram. Technically Vine, but I don't Vine for shit. Yeah. After I saw people like Electro Lemon on Vine, I was just like, I gotta give it up. Can't do it.
I also saw my own Vines and gave it up.
Are you not gonna Vine anymore?
I do. It's the
you
kind
do it for work though, so I guess
I kind of do it for work, and also it's kind of become a thing where it's like I don't. It doesn't bring me pleasure to like sit down and think of a Vine or like make one. So just kind of like if I think of a really good one, I'll make it. But I don't like I'm barely. If you don't feel like part of the community or anything, so it just kind of like drift away from it
because you're
drift
not.
Away.
Oh, hey. So it's either with you, it's either 7-second videos or an hour and a half long podcast.
Yeah,
as far
there's
as the
no
content,
in between.
No in between.
No in between.
Like it
or 140
characters. Make a short, fine, or long podcast.
Oh boy! Oh boy! Oh boy.
Make a short, fine, in a long time. Get a hot dog and a hot dog and I can't go. Merry Christmas to my. Sorry. Awesome. Yeah, I'm at Electro Lemon on everything.
On everything. Nice. We're at Gilmore Guys Show on Twitter, facebook.com/Gilmore Guys Show. Like us. We're not at Gilmore Guys on Instagram.
That's not us.
Again, that's an imposter. Don't know who it is. But ever since we said that, they haven't been posting anything.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, if you want to, like, just share us the login info with us.
Or at least
take
tell
it
us
over.
Who you are so we can be like, hey, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, we're not mad.
Yeah, we're just very confused.
To your house.
Yeah.
With bats.
What?
I don't know.
Sure. And then...
Jamie, any plugs?
Well, I have a few more plugs.
All right, plug away.
I have 20.
I have a lot of plugs too.
Yeah, I wanted to save the best for last. That's why we haven't done Jamie yet. By the time this comes out, I'll have put up my Aaron Sorkin on the internet supercut, which I don't know.
Final chapter.
I think so. There might be like a, you know, odds and ends in like 10 years when he's written 10 years more of stuff. Nice. But I've put it out probably the day after the newsroom ended.
Are you kidding me? Sorry, my phone just went. I'm a mess.
So watch it if you like Aaron Sorkin stuff and you want to know how he feels about the internet. Mm-hmm. I've been making this supercut for literally 2 years. So
damn,
watch
boy.
It. And then watch the Gilmore Guys supercut, more importantly, where we take every pop culture reference because literally no one's watched it, which is crazy. Literally.
Yeah.
But I was surprised that more people didn't watch it. Supercut. Actually, I don't want to say that. I'm going to add that out.
I don't think we've mentioned it on the podcast.
We have not plugged it at all. So
it was doing well when I watched it.
If you go to YouTube, Gilmore Guys Presents, Gilmore Girls, Season 1, all the references. I don't know how to search for it, but we post on the Twitter. Should, like, tweet it again. But, yeah, every pop culture reference in Season 1, I think we're going to do them for all 7 seasons. We're going to take every reference and try to do a supercut. It's a long time. It's not, yeah. So watch those supercuts. So those are my plugs.
Nice. All right. I'm Jamie, by the way.
Hey, Jamie.
If anyone is still listening. If they haven't just gone to the next episode.
Yeah.
But I got a couple exciting new plugs. First of all, you can follow me on, you know, Twitter, Instagram, all that. On all those, I'm Jay Woodham.
He has great Twitter game. Right. Anytime he replies to someone, he deletes it immediately.
Yeah. So I don't want people to know that I'm a human who talks to people. but I'm at Jay Woodham on all of those, JWOODHAM. And then I have two exciting new things that are starting this month. One is I have a new sketch group that I formed with a couple of my friends.
Yes.
And our name is Sadie Hawkins Dance. And we just released our first sketch onto the interwebs this month. So you can find it on Twitter at SHD Comedy. It's Sadie Hawkins Dance Comedy. And our first video is called The Game of Life Millennial Edition. And it's very bleak and depressing, but also funny. And that's what we're going for. That's our vein of comedy. And my other thing, which I'm announcing, this is the podcast world premiere. It's at this point, it will have been announced on the internet and stuff. This is a world premiere. Me, along with the wonderful Krista Doyle and Aaron Mallory Long.
Friend of the show, Krista Doyle.
Yeah, she's been on here. Yeah. Wonderful. And Aaron Mallory Long as well. The three of us are launching a Friends podcast.
Yay!
To coincide with the Netflix release on New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
Name of the podcast is Best of Friends Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And you can follow us on all of the social media at BOF Podcast. So BOF. PODCAST. And find us at this point, we'll be on iTunes. Just search Best of Friends.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lovely picture of the three of us photoshopped into some Friends nonsense, drinking mm-hmm. milkshakes. So just.
Are you actually drinking milkshakes?
Listen to us. They were photoshopped in.
Oh.
I wish. After we did it, we were like, we probably could have just been drinking milkshakes, right?
Yeah.
But someone like tediously.
It's that promo art where they're drinking the milkshakes.
Yeah, it's the milkshake promo art.
Okay, well, there's three of you and there's six of them.
Yeah, yeah.
So who, did you keep some of them in the cover art?
We did originally, but for the iTunes art, it's just the three of us drinking milkshakes in that same fashion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then I think at some point we will also have us like over three of the people.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think, it was just like the three most opportune faces to cover up.
Sure.
It wasn't, but if we had to choose, we'd probably cover up Monica, Phoebe, and Joey.
Ooh. Mm. Who would you cover up, Kevin?
Who would I cover up?
Those are the three that we would probably not want in there.
Oh.
Not that we're like those three people.
Gotcha.
But like if three of them had... Well, if you got to keep three people, you got to keep Chandler, Ross, and Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
They're just the best.
I was going to say you keep Chandler...
Janice, ugly naked guy.
Gunther... No, I was going to say keep Chandler, Phoebe, and Joey. Those are my favorite characters. They're the most fun.
Interesting.
I would say so. You know what? I like Ross. I think Ross was the funniest.
I think Ross is such a huge
Ross is the most underrated character on
Dinosaurs.
The show.
Dinosaurs. Yeah, I think he's the funniest when you watch it again.
Well, especially watching it now, and this is something we talk about in like the first episode of our podcast, I think, is at least for me, I've seen the whole show like 20 times, but this is like the first one where starting the rewatch, I'm the same age as the characters in the show. Or
wow.
Some of them.
That's,
I'm 24, and like I think at this point, Rachel is 24 in the pilot.
Are they really?
Yeah. But they still seem so much older.
I mean, they acting wise, they probably were, but just
but only
wow.
like a year or two. Like I think when the show started, I think Jennifer Aniston was like 26.
Oh my God! Wow. Yeah.
Hmm.
But I think a part of it too is like the 90s. It wasn't like a super trendy time, so I think everyone just dressed like an adult in the 90s.
Yeah.
So that might help. Like all the guys just wear like straight Levi's and blazers. And
everyone
stuff,
is dressed
and...
like the cast of Felicity.
Yeah, exactly. Nailed
totally.
It. But yeah, okay, so that's Best of Friends podcast.
Best of Friends. That's so rad.
Find us
that's
on
so
iTunes.
Exciting.
Demi and I are going to guest on every episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds
every
like
single
for
one.
Sure. Yeah. So.
Kevin is now winking.
And I wasn't looking, which is why there was an awkward silence.
Yeah.
I was missing the wink.
I saw it and I was just like, are you okay?
Guys.
Pause for stroke?
I think there's only, hey, pause for stroke. I'm,
that's my band name.
Not the stroke.
Or opening for Triple C's.
Call back.
Yeah.
I feel like there was one other thing I wanted to cover. Oh. Your dating life. Are you still single?
What?
I am.
Save it for
as
the
far
end of
as,
the podcast.
Yes, at the recording of this.
Blindsiding with a personal question.
So ladies, if you if you're interested,
I'm at Jay Woodham.
At Jay Woodham.
Tweet it up.
He'll see it. He reads all those ad replies.
Hashtag date me.
Okay, I want everyone who listens to this, anyone.
Literally, if you hear the podcast.
Yeah, to tweet at Jay Woodham, hashtag date me.
And your reason why.
And your reason why. And,
one of
and
you
I will choose one lucky winner.
And then that person will be the first episode of our
of
dating
our spin-off podcast.
Of our spinoff podcast, Dayton Jamie.
Oh, that's great.
Jamie, what?
Jamie, date me.
Jamie, date me. Mm.
Or just the name of the podcast, hashtag date me.
Hashtag date me.
Hashtag
but you
date
don't
me
put
with
the
Jamie?
Hashtag. You spell,
like, spell
out
it
hashtag.
Out. Yeah, like hashtag date me. Also, yeah, also tweet hashtag date me if you have a better title for our new podcast.
That's
we'll take
true.
Suggestions.
Yeah, that's also true.
The winner is going to win one lovely evening with Jamie Woodham.
Whoa.
Okay. Or more, depending on how things
yeah,
go.
You could, hey, honestly, the grand prize could be a lifetime of happiness with a true soulmate.
Is that an interesting thing? The
and,
grand prize
and
of
runner
any
up
could be
is
that?
Jamie Woodham.
No.
Oh, sick burns.
Bazinga.
This is the longest closing.
but no,
the
but
best
it's all
closing.
Necessary.
It's
I
also
mean,
necessary.
This is such an actually good idea for podcast.
It really is.
I,
we do need to entertain.
We
this.
Shouldn't be putting this out to the into the ether for.
We're
other
officially
people to
copywriting
steal.
This concept.
TM.
We hashtag. Can do this. Is a verbal agreement between us and you, the listener.
This is a registered trademark.
I'll mail this yeah. podcast to myself in the mail.
Nice. It's done,
guys. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays God. For all those people who hate Jesus out there.
whoa. Easy.
Who don't celebrate our Lord.
Pretty yeah. pretty point.
And, if anyone's interested in joining me in my Christmas tradition, I watch Good Will Hunting every Christmas.
Really?
Yeah. Anthony Trolley would be down for that, I'm sure. And he also gets mad at me because I joke about having watched it and I have never watched it.
Oh, it's so good. My thing was just like it was like 3 or 4 years ago. I had never seen it at that point, but I love Affleck, obviously, because he's fantastic.
He's Affleck.
It's all and, about the Benjamin. Yeah, it's all about the Batman. And I watched it for the first time on Christmas and absolutely loved it. So then since then, I've just every Christmas, you know, usually I don't have a lot to do on Christmas, especially like come afternoon, evening time. I just throw on Good Will Hunting, watch it once a year.
That's a good tradition. Yeah, it'll be solid. Especially poignant this year.
Will it?
Well, just because Robin Williams passing away.
Oh, I was like, what happened this year?
Yeah. I was
really? Yeah, so anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So tweet at Jay Woodham, hashtag date me, hashtag hunt me.
No. Ooh, Goodwill hunt me.
Goodwill hunt me.
Oh my God, that's so awesome.
Ladies, he has Favestar money.
Get
on
creative.
That. So yeah.
Those Favestar bucks.
I got that podcast sketch
I got that
comedy
trophy money.
Money.
there's only one thing left to do, guys.
Oh,
Are we done? Merry Christmas, happy holidays.
Yeah, everyone have a good happy
Merry
New Year.
Festivus.
Will this be the last one of the year? Will you drop another one before New
There'll
Year?
There'll be another one before. Well, I actually don't know. This is either coming out December 24th or December 28th.
Okay.
I don't know yet.
Yeah, we don't know how we're planning.
We're saying Merry Christmas. It could have been 3 days ago at this point.
Nice.
But maybe not. We'll see.
I can respect that.
Yeah, because we might have to do, because we're going to be out of town, and so we need to stockpile them.
Yeah.
Because then we'll be catching up when we get back. Whatever. We can talk about this off mic. Guys, you know what's left to do.
If you're out on the road,
you guys just looked at me.
Feeling lonely and so cold. All you have to do is call my name and I'll be there on the next train. Choo-choo where you lead, I will follow anywhere that you tell me to. If you need me, to be with you, I will follow. Oh, 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 where you lead, I will follow.
Jamie home anywhere.
Anywhere
that Jamie tells me to.
Hashtag date me. Hashtag date me. Be with you.
Hashtag date me.
I'll follow. Where you lead, I'll go. I'll follow. I'm a hot dog and a hot blog.
Follow me on Twitter.
I will follow on the web.
Merry Christmas.